I think it'll be helpful. Okay. Okay, so first question, where do you usually eat in campus?
If you're happy,
you're sitting
up. Oh, okay. Okay.
I guess here, uh-huh. I didn't make
for less
than this.
Sometimes I go to NIE. Oh, okay. Like, is there any reason why you choose these places?
Alright.
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay, continue.
Probably because nearest to my school, because I'm studying chemical engineering. Mm. Yeah, so I think one of the nearest school when I go to class. Mm. And I don't really have classes, so when I do go to class, it's just over here. Oh. And there's one Malay food upstairs, but I don't really, it's not really that nice. So,
oh.
Yeah, so I'll usually just go around.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure if I caught it when you said it the first time, but did you say that you don't typically eat at school very much? Or did you say here? I wasn't sure what you said, actually.
I don't really eat, no, like, as in, as in, I'm not a very strong eater.
You don't eat a lot?
Yeah, I don't eat a lot.
Okay,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah. But, because I don't really have much classes, so I would probably just eat in hall or just cook myself.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So even if I don't come to class, I just eat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is interesting. Do you usually, like when you do eat here obviously, do you typically eat with other people, like friends, or are you often just on your own when you eat?
Okay. I don't like eating alone. It's a bit awkward.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think some people love it though, so each to their own. And then, what times of day do you typically eat? Like, do you have a very regimented schedule, for example, or do you kind of eat based on some other needs?
Not really. I'll just eat whenever I feel hungry.
Mm-hmm. Also, it's not really like the breakfast, lunch, dinner time.
No, I usually wake up after breakfast, so breakfast is definitely out. And sometimes I eat one meal a day, so I'll just mix like lunch and dinner, so it's like around 4 or 5.
Is there like a reason why like you only eat one meal a day?
I'm broke. I'm trying to save money, so yeah.
I see.
Okay.
Okay,
I'll eat like some small snacks that I bring for and stuff. So like a proper meal in that sense, I'll only eat one.
Okay.
Sorry, my answers are very weird.
No, they're actually good.
It's interesting. Yeah,
we're trying
insightful.
To, find people basically with interesting answers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And try to get a view of everyone. So, that was perfect.
Okay.
Would it be possible that you could kind of walk us through your entire eating process? So from the moment where you decide you want food to actually getting it and eating it, if that makes sense to you. So like, when you get this idea, what do you do? And like, where would you go? What do you decide? How do you decide what you're going to eat? That sort of.
And if possible, maybe you could describe like both having like food outside, like in this area, or like when you're in hall, like what would you do? Yeah.
So like from the start, like whenever I feel like okay,
yeah.
I need to eat.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a very funny question. So basically, once I start feeling hungry, I'll just ask my friend like where do you want to eat and stuff. And that's when the hard part comes in, like where we eat or what we gonna eat and stuff. And usually they will make me decide because I'm the burden in that sense. I have to have the halal food. So in that sense, I always have to choose, but I always don't know what to choose. Like because I'm very indecisive in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll just go for the, I think if it's in school, then I'll just probably just ask them to eat around here. And at least they can go upstairs to dump out their food down. And I'll decide on the least oily food, but there's not much choice in that sense also.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, but I'll try to go for KFC.
Uh-huh.
Because, don't know why, I just have this thinking like, okay, KFC is slightly oilier, less oily than Mac.
Okay.
Then I'll just go for the cheapest meal, which is usually like $5, the mushroom burger or something like that, yeah. So yeah, just go for that.
Okay. Oh wait, yeah, it's creepy.
Okay.
Yeah, I answered that question.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
You did.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
Sh-
should I ask about like how? Like what does she do?
Sure.
Then what about if you're like you're saying that you oh no.
Sorry, we're distracting you.
Sorry.
Continue. Yeah, maybe you were saying that you cook a lot in hall, is it?
Not a lot, but like
sometimes. Yeah. So maybe like can you describe like what is it like when you're cooking in hall as well?
Okay, I don't really have that much stuff in hall. I think I have a fridge, but I don't really buy that much groceries.
So
when I buy, usually I can last it like through a few weeks in a sense. Yeah, so I buy like macaroni, udon, then like some soup, and then some like what's that, stock. So I sometimes cook like mac and cheese. Maggie, like that's an essential, I guess.
Yes.
What else? Then I'll cook like udon, and then like sometimes soba. And miso soup also sometimes. And sometimes I'll just cook with my friends. Like we will do like some steamboat stuff. That one is like a bit more people than just cook together.
Okay, and you actually do that in hall as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's like considerably more healthy, right?
Yeah. And in the hall, it's like slightly healthier than if I eat in school.
Yeah.
Because I have to choose what I want to eat.
Sorry?
I get to choose like how healthy I want it to be.
So would you say that you're like a healthy person or like you prefer? Oh no.
I think the fact that I'm eating one meal and then it's not really show that I'm a healthy person at all.
Okay.
But I try lah, my best.
Okay. Do you have any memorable, like, frustrating or embarrassing food eating experiences?
In school.
In school, in particular.
Let
Probably have, but I can't recall.
Okay.
While eating, Not necessarily while eating,
maybe.
It could be ordering the food,
after ordering the food, then I just killed like the whole tray down. So like my drinks or something.
Oh no.
But my burger was still safe. I just ate the burger and just called the cleaner, please help me clean it. Just like trying to put my face down and just like walk away.
Okay.
Just say it.
And I'm guessing the store didn't give you another drink
to replace it,
nothing like that.
So I was like too embarrassed to just like, so I just go away.
Were there a lot of people there at the time?
I think so. I think maybe not but as much as me, it's like slightly lesser.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I guess, yeah, it's still by chain.
Oh, well. Okay, thank you.
What about like a frustrating experience?
Frustrating, I guess. The queues. And I think got one point of time where someone cut my queue. So I was just like, excuse me. And they just like blatantly ignore me and just like continue. Just like, excuse me, why did you cut my queue? And they just like ignore me. So just I didn't really do anything.
Oh no.
Just like try. But yeah.
Okay.
I see.
Inconsiderate people.
Yeah. Some kind of
Okay. I think that's pretty well everything, but do you have, I know you mentioned you eat halal only, right? So that we were basically going to ask if you have any dietary restrictions or preferences.
Yeah.
So
just that's it, right? No other. Okay. Then does that how does that impact you in your eating in NTU?
I guess it limits us in that sense. Like we don't really have that much options to go about. Actually that we have the court, the SBS but I rarely go there also, so it's like the distance.
Okay, so a lot of the places nearby are quite limited. Okay.
Well, is there a lot of like halal options at airport?
I think the whole
place.
Is halal,
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah. Then Kofu, there's only two stores halal.
Okay.
It's quite limited in that sense.
It is. Yeah.
Just gotta make do with what you have.
Oh.
Yeah.
actually, I don't know very much about halal. So, does it basically mean that if the stall is not halal, then you cannot have anything from it? Or can you still have certain meals from a non-halal?
By right, you're not supposed to. So, unless it's like some... like desperate situation, unless like all the places, the halal places are closed and I'm like very hungry or something, then I'll probably eat, like, I buy like those like chicken or like that, the non-pork stuff.
Okay.
Sometimes like that, there was this one time, I was very sick, then I couldn't cook anything, then I just asked my friend to help me buy soup because it's not really halal, but I feel like it was just soup and then they didn't sell any pork or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Just like, okay, I guess that's fine.
Okay. But as a general rule, you would avoid those places.
Yeah, and go to the halal places. Unless like desperate situation.
Okay, I understand.
I think we're done.
I think that's everything.